Hello, and welcome back to The Daily Poem, a podcast from Goldberry Studios. I'm Sean Johnson, and today is Thursday, April 18th, 2024. Today's poem is by William Ernest Henley, and it's called Invictus. I'll read it once, offer a few comments, and then read it one more time. Invictus. Out of the night that covers me, black as the pit from pole to pole, I thank whatever gods may be for my unconquerable soul. In the fell clutch of circumstance, I have not winced nor cried aloud. Under the bludgeonings of chance, my head is bloody but unbowed. Beyond this place of wrath and tears looms but the horror of the shade. And yet the menace of the years finds and shall find me unafraid. It matters not how strait the gate, how charged with punishments the scroll. I am the master of my fate. I am the captain of my soul. In his youth, Henley was forced to have one of his legs amputated. And in middle age, he was told that his other leg would probably suffer the same fate. Unbowed and unwilling to accept that diagnosis, he sought out a second opinion and a special surgeon to perform experimental operations on his foot. They were a success, and he got to keep his leg. While he recovered from those series of operations, he wrote this poem. And it presents a mixed attitude about his fate. On the one hand, it expresses a certain fortitude of spirit that made this poem so popular and led so many to kind of latch onto it as a kind of personal anthem or rallying cry. It has certainly captured the spirit of British stiff upper lippedness of the late 1800s, the reign of Queen Victoria. But there's another side to the poem. In the opening stanza, the speaker thanks whatever gods may be for his unconquerable soul, but he does so out of the night that covers him black as the pit. In the second stanza, he speaks in the fell clutch of circumstance and under the bludgeonings of chance. So things could have been worse, but they're not great. And it is in the midst of this suffering, in the midst of these circumstances that are less than ideal, that the speaker insists upon this integrity and this fortitude. There's really a kind of spirit of defiance here. One could even say religious or theological defiance. And the opening stanza, the line about thanking whatever gods may be, is pretty tongue-in-cheek. And by the end of the poem, we have other reason to suspect that maybe he doesn't think there are too many gods that be at all. The fourth stanza, there's an allusion to the Gospel of Matthew. Because strait is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. And then probably also the book of Revelation, with his mention of punishments in the scroll. It matters not how strait the gate, how charged with punishments the scroll. I am the master of my fate. I am the captain of my soul. So it's not just this sense that he has come through bad circumstances unbowed, but that he also is his own judge, not only his own guide or his own solace, but that in coming unbowed through these poor circumstances, which perhaps he blames
providence for orchestrating. He's really risen above the sort of humble station that would allow another being, mortal or divine, to determine how things shake out for him. If that's the case, then the most critical response to this poem is not a religious one, but a historical one. This is a very stubborn and optimistic stance to take, but it's in keeping with the spirit of the age, especially in Britain, though as the 19th century gives way to the early 20th, that spirit becomes a little less stable. It's harder to imagine someone who has seen fighting in the Battle of the Somme or who has liberated concentration camps in Germany to still pen this poem. Though even afterwards, many have returned to it for solace or inspiration. It was a favorite of Nelson Mandela's, for example. Before it was collected in the Oxford Book of English Verse in 1900, 3 years before Henley's death, it had no official title. And so it was sometimes printed or reprinted with a variety of titles, including Myself, Song of a Strong Soul, My Soul, Clear Grit, Master of His Fate, Captain of My Soul, Herbs Fortitudinis, and De Profundis. De Profundis is particularly striking because that would be the title that Oscar Wilde chose for the lengthy letter or memoir in which he recounts his own experience in prison and really his own religious conversion. And in his own work, De Profundis, he reappropriates language from the poem to say, I was no longer the captain of my soul. And so funny that it would be Wilde who raises this question, but perhaps the thing that is less daunting, the thing that will allow you to come unscathed through the darkest crises, is allowing someone other than yourself to be master of your fate, or acknowledging that there might be another who is the more able captain of your soul. Here is Invictus one more time. Out of the night that covers me, black as the pit, from pole to pole, I think whatever gods may be for my unconquerable soul. In the fell clutch of circumstance, I have not winced nor cried aloud. Under the bludgeonings of chance, my head is bloody but unbowed. Beyond this place of wrath and tears looms but the horror of the shade. And yet the menace of the years finds and shall find me unafraid. It matters not how straight the gate, how charged with punishments the scroll. I am the master of my fate. I am the captain of my soul. This has been The Daily Poem. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with another poem for you. To listen to past episodes or to support this show, please visit dailypoempod.substack.com. And if you choose to listen to this podcast through Apple or Spotify or Acast or any other service apart from Substack, it can still be helpful for us if you pop by and subscribe at substack.com just to give us a sense of who is listening, how many and how often. Substack is the most reliable way to sort of compile that data, and it really can be helpful to us. If, however, you're listening on those other mediums which support reviews and comments, please do leave them for us. It does help to make The Daily Poem more visible. And even if it's just a stinky stank burger, sometimes it's good to hear that too. Not too often, though. If you notice that someone else has just called us a stinky stank burger in the last few weeks,
Save it till next month. In the meantime, on behalf of our whole team at Goldberry Studios, I'm Sean Johnson, wishing you happy reading.